This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This year, more people will go bankrupt than suffer a heart attack, graduate from college, or file for divorce. The epidemic caught the attention of a mother-daughter research team. Elizabeth Warren is a Harvard law professor. Her daughter is a financial consultant. They've been studying families in financial trouble since 1986. When they discovered that the number of women filing for bankruptcy had grown more than 700% in less than 20 years, they decided to find out why. The results of their search are published in a book, The Two-Income Trap: Why Middle-Class Mothers and Fathers Are Going Broke. Elizabeth Warren says the people at greatest financial risk are families with children.
When a family builds a budget around two paychecks, they are in big trouble if either paycheck goes away. A two-income family has two chances for someone to get laid off, two chances for someone to get too sick to work, and most importantly, no safety net if anything goes wrong.
This probably won't be a popular question, but were women somewhat naive when they entered the workforce?
I hate touching this question.
They recognized the rewards, but perhaps didn't see all the risks?
No one wanted to point out the risks. Everyone wanted to talk about the rewards, and that's true on all sides of the political spectrum, that this was always about more money, more opportunity, more fulfillment. But there is a downside. When everyone is in the workplace, there's no safety net for this family to fall back on. No one to go to work when dad gets sick. No one to pick the slack up when someone gets sick. In a sense, families have become these highly leveraged economic units. They'll do all right if absolutely nothing goes wrong. But if anything at all goes wrong, if someone is out of work for a short period of time, if someone's too sick to work, if a child or an elderly parent gets sick and requires care, at that moment, the family is like a race car that has just hit a huge rock in the road. And it can't get itself stabilized. It's headed for a crash.
And that's not a pretty sight. So the natural question is, how does a family protect themselves from this trap? You suggest that families conduct a financial fire drill, and it's based on simple questions.
That's right. We begin by saying that the time to think about these issues is not when the house is already on fire. That's no time to be checking the smoke detectors. Instead, every family should take a financial fire drill. The fire drill starts with advice that no one else will give you. Don't cut out the frills. The secret to financial security is not to count pennies. It's fixed costs, mortgage, health insurance, tuition, that really hurts families, not restaurant meals and fancy sneakers for the kids. The financial fire drill starts with a very hard question. What would you do if you suddenly lost one income? And families need to learn how to protect themselves. They need an emergency plan. They need to know how they've built their own individual safety net to protect them if something goes wrong.
But what if families are already beyond this point, if the house is already on fire?
If that's the case, the first thing we say is know that you are not alone. Nearly 1 in 7 decent, hardworking, play-by-the-rules families, just like yours, is in financial trouble. And if you are in trouble, you have some choices. You, not your creditors, are in control. A family in trouble needs to think like a family at war. Protect what you value most. It doesn't matter who's calling on the phone or what bills you get in the mail. Families need to protect the assets they treasure most. And if I could give a single piece of advice, it's don't try to borrow your way out of debt. It never works. Don't put your house at risk. This is not a time to drain money out of your house and increase your monthly payment. So pay the things you care the most about, the mortgage, the health insurance, the children's tuition. And then if there's money left over, try to deal with the other bills. Don't pay the noisy creditor. Pay the one who has the call on the assets that you care the most about.
When families sit down and ask, can the family survive on just one income, Should more families consider living on one income so they have that additional safety net?
Most families can't afford to live on one income. This book is about the big changes in the economy, which a small family cannot reverse by keeping one parent at home. The two-income trap offers families the information they need to play the game smarter. Keeping mom at home is not a solution. It's not even an option for most families.
Elizabeth Warren, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It was good to talk with you.
Elizabeth Warren is co-author of The Two-Income Trap, Why Middle-Class Mothers and Fathers Are Going Broke.